What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 7:01 here on a Wednesday night, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 10 o'clock again tonight, just like we did last night. The Joe Torti Show gets started at 9, but, you know, I get to hang out with him because of the Ron Jaworski Show. Always a great time on a Wednesday, so you get Sal on Tuesday, Jaws on Wednesday. Not a bad deal when it comes to football season, getting those two shows 6 to 7 right here on The Fanatic. So again, I'll hang out until 10 o'clock with Joe Torti from 9 to 10. You and I solo from 7 to 9. Sam Wilson is producing the show. Hey, Sam, how you doing? So we'll be doing that. We'll be hanging out, talking some birds. I do want to ask them some Sixers stuff as well, because they have their first preseason game on Friday at the center against Melbourne. So I want to throw some stuff out there. Unfortunately for the people, you guys did not get a chance to see them last night with the open practice due to the issues inside the palestra with the floor. So with that, I want to get into a little bit of Sixers talk. It would have been cool to talk to everybody and get their thoughts on what they saw last night. So maybe it's like it was destined to be that way. So you don't get the preview of who Markelle Fultz is until Friday in the preseason game, not on Tuesday with the open practice. So we'll get into that a little bit later as well. Get your thoughts on some Sixers stuff. And I want to start off with the birds, because I'm off tomorrow, but I am here Friday. But we do have the Sixers game. So we'll be preempted by the Sixers game. So we'll have the 6 o'clock start for the show. But we have the wraparound after the Sixers game. And a lot of times when we do that, even in the preseason, a lot of Sixers fever, we do a lot of post-game show stuff with the Sixers. So we'll mix in some Eagles and some Sixers on Friday, just like we're going to do here tonight. But I want to start off with the Tennessee Titans that the Philadelphia Eagles take on Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff pregame show. Trey Thomas, myself, and we'll be there at Sugar House Casino, Fishtown Hops, starting at 10 o'clock. And Eitan Shander was with us this past week, and we'll see how things go this weekend when we have our show. It should be a fun time. But I want to talk about the Tennessee Titans, because they are a 2-1 football team. They got a nice win this past week where they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, right? So they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it was a 9-6 win. 9-6 at Jacksonville. They play an ugly style of football where it's a lot of run game, a lot of defense. Marcus Mariota really hasn't gotten anything going. And you kind of get that sense that people are overlooking the Tennessee Titans because it's just the Tennessee Titans. But they are a decent opponent at home, where they have their crowd, their fans behind them. They play, again, a decent brand of football where defensively in a run game, and they have a quarterback who can do some stuff, even though they might play a lot of ball control because he's not healthy, so they have to kind of tailor certain things to his health with Marcus Mariota. They are a tough football team out of the AFC South. And they are 2-1, tied with Jacksonville at the top of the AFC South. Indianapolis, we just got a glimpse of them playing them. They are 1-2 on the year. They are a tough team as well, as we saw with the game that we saw against the Eagles at the Link this past Sunday, return to Carson Wentz. So I don't want people to overlook this Tennessee Titans team. I don't want them to overlook this team, because they are a pretty tough team. They were a playoff team a year ago, won a football game in Kansas City after trailing in the first half, came back, won that game. Then they played the Patriots in the next round in the playoffs in the AFC playoff matchup in a divisional round, and they lost, of course, to the New England Patriots. But they are a tough, seasoned team. They know what it's like to play tough teams like the Philadelphia Eagles, and they're going to give the Birds a tough time. Now, I think the Birds are going to win. I do. But I think people are overlooking Tennessee a little bit. So looking at this matchup with the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't want people to look past what the Tennessee Titans are. And right now, if you look at them again, 2-1, led by Marcus Mariota, and a little bit of Blaine Gabbert. Due to the injury of Mariota, they've been splitting time a little bit. So Blaine Gabbert actually has more passing yards, 242, to what Marcus Mariota has. And even if you look at what Nick Foles has playing in the two games, he has more yards, of course, in passing attempts than does Carson Wentz. So you see how that stuff goes. But Deion Lewis and the running game that they have right now with Henry out there, they have Lewis and Henry in their backfield with that thunder and lightning type of punch. Receiving wise, they lose their tight end, arguably their best receiver, in Delanie Walker for the season. Corey Davis right now, he's their leading receiver with 13 catches for 151 yards. Not much there. Okay? But they find a way to get it done. Points per game on the season, Eagles average 19.7, Tennessee 16.3. Points allowed per game, Eagles have given up 18.3, while the Tennessee Titans 16.7. Okay? 16.7. Offensively, Tennessee, 295 yards total, 173 in the air, 122 via the ground. Yards allowed, 350 for the Tennessee Titans, giving up 231 in the air, 118 on the ground. Now, you look at what the Eagles are doing, both offensively, 240 a game between Wentz and Foles. On the ground, 118 yards. So they are averaging on the ground, the Eagles are, 118.7, while the Tennessee Titans are giving up 118.3. Through the air, the Eagles, 240. Tennessee gives up 231.7. So right there, it looks like, you know, they are looking at something where they can maybe exploit both of those. Possibly because the numbers simply match. But it is in Tennessee. It is a tough place to play. That fan base gets behind that Tennessee Titans team. And the Eagles allowing only 61.7 yards per game. We know they're the best run defense in the NFL. But a lot of times teams stop running on them, like we've seen with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because they were able to pass on them. They give up 272 yards a game via the pass. So the numbers are a little weird right now for the Eagles because of what they've done in Atlanta, where they had a nice game overall, winning a close one, celebration night, banner being raised, dropped, however you want to say it. The emotions are high. Game number one. Game two in Tampa, it goes the total opposite way, where the big plays hurt them. In between that, they actually play pretty well, but not enough to stop them. Via the air, Ryan Fitzpatrick over 400 yards. They stopped the ground game in every single game. This is where they are right now. So it's kind of weird to look at the numbers, seeing where both teams are. The last five games, the Titans are 2-3. Last five games for the Birds, when you look at the preseason games, of course, same thing with the Titans. They are 3-2. We're not counting preseason. So when you look at it, they're both 2-1 in the regular season. Both teams winning in a similar way right now because they're still trying to find their way. Starting quarterbacks haven't really gotten things going, relying heavily on the backup. Same with the Eagles, what the Titans are doing, relying on their game, the run game, short passes, defense. Last game against the Indianapolis Colts, nice game plan by Doug Peterson. Two tight end sets, a lot of 13 personnel. Tim McManus said during the Mike Missinelli show, with Josh Perkins being the other tight end, the third one, a lot of 13 personnel, run game, mixing in the short passes because of how the defense is playing. A lot of cover two with the Indianapolis Colts to try to take away the deep pass, even though they don't have much of it right now, the Philadelphia Eagles. What do? Hit the short passes. What are they trying to give up? Only the short passes. That's why it's been close in terms of the score with the Eagles and their opponents right now. The same with the Atlanta Falcons. Tampa, they had the lead so they can do a little different things. And we saw that the Birds came back after being down and their score was, the final was 27-21. So are we overlooking and underestimating this Tennessee Titans team? Yes, Marcus Mariota is hurt. And you look at him, you say, Devon, how are they going to lose to them? Okay? How are they going to lose to them? Marcus Mariota is hurt. He's not playing that well. Okay? He's not playing that well. Bum finger, bum this, bum that. He's just always constantly beat up. But even still, he finds a way to come out and he does just enough because the defense does what they do. They call a nice game plan to get the running game going. Mike Vrabel is the head coach. He's doing a lot of that stuff, mixing things up. So with that, they find a way again to get things going for their team. So with that, are we overlooking the Tennessee Titans just a little bit because it's just the Tennessee Titans? Marcus Mariota is not lighting things up and lighting the league up right now. Hasn't been really looking solid, but not again lighting the league up. Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis, a nice combination with the ground game. Corey Davis, Rashard Matthews, Darius Jennings, all these names. Campanaro, Mike Campanaro is the wide receivers. They're not doing anything to really scare you as a team. But Tennessee is just simply a tough team. Now, while again, I think the Eagles will win, I think it's going to be one of those close games where we're expecting with Carson Wentz back, come back, light the league back up, get his feet underneath him, light up the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, and the defense will do their job. Everything would just click just like that, right? While I think Carson Wentz will have another good game this week, I just think we're overlooking the Tennessee Titans just a little bit because it's just the Tennessee Titans. So how are you looking at this game in advance of the Titans-Eagles game on Sunday? 610-632-0975. Again, we're talking Titans-Birds a little bit earlier because on Friday, I'm off tomorrow, so Friday, I know we're going to talk a lot of Sixers with them playing their first preseason game against Melbourne, and it's going to be a football Friday, so we'll mix in both. So I want to kind of focus a little bit on the Eagles and Tennessee tonight in advance of their game on Sunday. And then I also wanted to jump into a little bit of the Sixers conversation because a lot of stuff coming out of media days. Sixers last Friday, and along with the Dallas Mavericks, they have their media days early because they play in China next week in their preseason games. So they get started early. They kind of get forgotten. So now you're starting to see everything with the rest of the league, the Lakers, the Boston Celtics, the San Antonio Spurs, Toronto Raptors, on and on and on. The Houston Rockets, they're getting a lot of attention. Golden State Warriors as well. And I'm seeing all these photos, like the one I saw from about 25 minutes ago on NBA TV. I'm seeing everything about the Boston Celtics. And I've said it. I think Boston is number one in the East. I think the Toronto Raptors are number two in the East, while the Sixers remain right where they finished at the end of the season, standings-wise, number three in the Eastern Conference. And if you remember, it was Toronto 1, Boston 2, Sixers 3, Cleveland 4. Okay? So, with that, and Boston getting all this pub, and I'm seeing these things. I see this one photo right here, NBA TV. Are the Celtics the new beasts of the East? Now, while I agree with that, I know a lot of people here locally don't feel the same way and think the Sixers are the top team in the Eastern Conference. So as we look at the start of preseason on Friday, the Eagles again getting ready to play game number four on Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, two AFC South teams back-to-back. With the Sixers, quick question, with the Sixers, do you feel like they're being slighted a little bit? Just a little bit. Because, again, Boston, NBA TV, are the Celtics the new beasts of the East? Kyrie Irving, in an interview just yesterday, pointed out how he feels the Boston Celtics can beat the Golden State Warriors. Therefore, they're looking right past Toronto and Philadelphia when it comes to the Eastern Conference. They're just basically saying LeBron is gone, we go 10 deep, which they do, that they are going to rock the Eastern Conference. And as I said, I think they are the number one team in the Eastern Conference. But that said, Sixers being slighted a little bit? I was listening to something earlier today where they had Boston number one, Toronto number two. It was two people, Boston, Toronto, Sixers. The second person, Boston, Sixers, Toronto. So that's going to be a weird thing. Are the Sixers there in that second seed or that third seed, or could they even possibly fall a little further, fourth seed? I wouldn't give them any further than that, but I think they are number three right now in the Eastern Conference. Sixers being a little slighted right now because of all of the love for the Boston Celtics. 610-632-0975. So we start off with both the Eagles and the Sixers. Eagles, are we overlooking the Tennessee Titans and who they are as the 2-1 team right now in the NFC East after beating both the Atlanta Falcons and the Indianapolis Colts, losing, of course, to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Heading into this game against the Tennessee Titans, I think people are slighting them just a tad bit when it comes to how good that Tennessee Titans team is in terms of how they win. May not be pretty, but they find ways to get done. And as far as the Sixers, Celtics, right now, NBA TV, the headline right there on their tweet, are the Celtics the new beasts of the East? I think they are the number one seed, but I'm not hearing anything about the Sixers. Is it because Media Day was on Friday and not Monday with the rest of the league? Or is it just simply they're just not there yet? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again with you until 10 o'clock tonight, running until 9, solo 9 to 10 with Joe Torti. Joe Torti Show starting at that time. Sam Wilson producing the show. We're hanging out with you. Let's get started on the phones in North Philly with Jeffrey on 97.5. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, what's up, Jeff? What's up, Devon?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was calling about the Eagles, man. And versus the Tennessee Titans. And I just think that everybody keep overlooking the fact that both teams are NFL teams and everybody get paid to play. So you can't overlook nobody on any given day.
Do you feel like Titans are being overlooked?
I feel like
kind of like they're looking ahead to the Minnesota Vikings next week.
Yeah. And I feel like you should just go into every game focusing on that opponent and what that opponent has to offer, because every team has something to offer, and that's why, you know, ownership built teams around certain individuals. Like, I don't know. I just think people should just focus on, the team should focus on the opponent coming up. Don't look down on no team and think that you're superior to them, because that's how you end up getting beat or punched in the mouth in the beginning of a game and then being hard to catch up.
Now, let me ask you this, Jeff. How much of it is what happened against the Indianapolis Colts, where maybe people are not overlooking because, hey, you expected to go out there and beat the brakes off the Colts. They come in, play a solid game. Carson Wentz getting his act together. They still without the outside weapons. You're relying on the run game and the tight ends, and it worked. They got the win, but it was a little closer than expected, so maybe they aren't overlooking. They're just maybe a little concerned because understanding Tennessee plays a tough brand of football.
Right, exactly. And that's my thing too. Like with the Colts, like everybody, oh, Luck is not what he used to be, but he's still one of the, you know, top 15, top 10 quarterbacks in the league. Like, you can't just discount anybody in the NFL because they're all there for a reason. They all get paid to play. And I think we should not just go and say, oh, they're just the Titans. Like, no, there's another team that we got to go out and handle our business so we can come out with a W.
Jeff, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you starting us off. 610-632-0975. And maybe it is just because it's the middle of the week, and generally you wait until about Thursday, going into Friday, to start talking about Tennessee. But when I've heard people mention the Tennessee Titans, it says, the Eagles look good against Indianapolis a little bit because Carson Wentz came back, game number one. He's going to get his act together. He's not as sharp. And I agree, he wasn't as sharp, but he was really, really good, being that he hasn't played since last December. He looked really good. Not Carson Wentz yet, but really good. And you kind of get that feel of, oh, man, it's just the Tennessee Titans. We're going to go in there and beat the crap out of that team. They can't hang with us. Quarterback is banged up. They're playing Blaine Gabbert. All right. They go into Jacksonville, arguably the best defense in the NFL, and they hold them to 6 points in Jacksonville. All right, in Jacksonville, 9-6 Tennessee wins. How? We know Blake Bortles is not the greatest quarterback. They're missing Leonard Fournette. Right, on and on and on. The week before, they beat the crap out of the New England Patriots, did Jacksonville. They were in the AFC title game last year. And again, some people have already selected them to be in the Super Bowl to represent the AFC. Tennessee beat them on the road. 610-632-0975. Let's check in with Rodriguez in Middletown on 97.5. What's up, Rodriguez?
Come on, mi amigo.
My man.
What's that? Hey, listen. When it comes to the Celtics and the Sixers, listen, I hate to say it, but the Celtics is just a better team at this point. And, yeah, they can be considered the beast of the East. There is no doubt. They knocked us off the playoffs 6 years ago. They knocked us off the playoffs last year. I mean, you can't argue that. You cannot put the Sixers ahead of this team. You just can't.
No, not yet. Not yet. And I agree. But, you know, listen, and I've had this argument with people, Rodriguez, already, right, where I've said Sixers are third. They're right behind Toronto because of the addition of Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. He's better than DeMar DeRozan. But are looking at that Boston team saying, hey, we are better than them. We can do this with them. Yes, they match up a certain way, but we have Embiid and Simmons. Well, they also have Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and you got the return of Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. They also go 10 deep. They are a very good team. So I say yes, they are the beast of the East right now. Sixers can hold their own against them. It's going to be tough to knock them off, though.
The Sixers, you know, most likely they will be a better team in 2 years down the road. But as of right now, they have proven not to be.
Yeah, and they have to listen, man. They open the season in Boston with them. Thanks for the call, man, on national TV. It's going to be a fun ride. I love that the rivalry is back. The NBA is smart to put them on TV to start the season off. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast, and I love it. But they are good. I mean, you're looking at a starting lineup potentially of Tatum, Brown, Irving, Hayward, Horford. A bench of Baines, Morris, Smart, Rozier, and just throw anybody else in there. Just leave one of the starters in there at that point. They are good. They are 9-10 deep. Now, the Sixers, they can go 10 deep. Fultz, McConnell, Johnson, Chandler, right? They have stuff. Got to show it. I think they're good. Top three in the East. It's going to be tough to knock off the Celtics and the Raptors. People say, Devon, the Raptors, come on. Kawhi Leonard, you don't know. Well, what I do know is when he's right, he's a top three player in this NBA. He's better than DeMar DeRozan, so why wouldn't they be a better team? With the same supporting cast around, Kyle Lowry, on and on and on, with everybody else that's still there. You can question Nick Nurse as the head coach. No Dwayne Casey, but he was there. He was the assistant. He knows how to push those buttons. 610-632-0975. Are we overlooking the Titans a little bit here in Philadelphia because they're just the Tennessee Titans and the Sixers? I see this NBA TV thing on Twitter. Are the Celtics the new beast of the East? Sixers being overlooked a bit? Overlooking Tennessee? Now people overlooking the Sixers? 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back. Right back at it on the phones. Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. Download the new Fanatic app now. You'll need it for your chance to win $1,000 in the 97.5 The Fanatic Big Green Giveaway 2.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most, like your BFF.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Just got my iPhone XS.
Well, look at you. Welcome to the big screens.
So, you got my selfie?
Yeah, like the second you sent it.
Selfie portrait mode.
I know. I totally like long tap liked it.
Oh, cool. So, my hair looked...
like straight fire.
What?
What? What about my Memoji? Doesn't it look like...
like you're wearing the same glasses as mine?
Oopsie. Sorry.
Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless, and share whatever you want, whenever you want, with those you heart most. And right now, you'll love our best offers ever on iPhone XS.
What?
Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here, or here, or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Magster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Bagster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Bagster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Bagster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease the U.S. bank. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-1.
Hello, King here. I speaketh on Bud Light and the tailgate. It may surprise you to learn that I actually invented the tailgate. Ask anyone. I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light at yours. You're welcome. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports talk for Pensacola and all of Camden County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
It is 7:30, 97.5. The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Joe Torti in at 9. We will spend the hour together heading into the night as Joe carries you until midnight. Sam Wilson producing the show. 610-632-0975. If you want to jump in and discuss Eagles, Titans, are we overlooking the Tennessee Titans just a tad bit? Or is it simply just Wednesday and you haven't just gotten there yet? And also the Sixers just looking at NBA TV on Twitter, their Twitter account. Are the Celtics the new beasts of the East is the question that is the headline right there when they typed up their stuff on Twitter. So are they the Beast of the East or the Sixers being overlooked? So we're talking about overlooking the Titans and the fact that maybe the Sixers are being passed over just a little bit in the Eastern Conference now that LeBron James resides in Los Angeles. 610-632-0975. As promised, we keep it moving on the phones. We head to Bethlehem next with Mike on 97.5 Next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you?
I'm doing good. I got two or three Eagles points for you.
Let's go.
Okay, first one. My main concerns are left tackle, Jason Peters. I don't think he's going to stay healthy consistently for the next few games. He's got a real track record of just not finishing, and I think he's in his last year, and that position really worries me because that's Carson's blind side. And I think that could make or break a lot of things. The second concern is the defensive secondary. A lot more aggressive up on the line. I'd like to see more bump and run and just come up and not so much of the bend but don't break. And the last one is special teams. Elliott, every time he lines up for an extra point or a field goal,
yep.
I just cross my fingers and roll the dice and just hope it goes through. No. I trust him on a 50-yard, but I don't trust him on an extra point.
I know.
And that's really weird.
He's so weird, man. It's so hard for you, Mike, and myself as well, I'm sure. Plenty other Eagles supporters around here when you watch him and you see, as you said, you see him line up and you're like, okay, he's got the leg, but he just never really lines things up perfectly on the chip shots where you expect him to. And it's so infuriating, especially with the extra points, because you're talking about, yes, we like the fact that Doug Peterson is aggressive and he goes for the two, but at times you might be chasing points and you don't want to do that, right? So that's the weird thing with them in terms of the secondary with the bump and run on the line of scrimmage. I hear you. Oftentimes, we talked about Jalen Mills a lot last night, Mike. He was the theme of the show. The problem there with him specifically is, all right, yeah, he likes to get physical and then get up, but what if they do, in fact, get by him on that bump and run and that coverage is not there to help out over the top, then what?
Yes,
he can play that press type coverage, but oftentimes you like for him to back off just a little bit to allow himself to recover in the event that the completion is right in front of him and he's a very good tackler.
Right. What do you think about what are your thoughts about Jason Peters? You think he's going to be healthy for the whole year? I just don't see it.
It's hard to predict, Mike. Thanks for the call, man. And I've always been comfortable knowing that Jason Peters, even over the last couple of seasons, where you would see some things where he starts to kind of just, you know, he's getting older, so he's going to lose it a little bit. But I still felt very comfortable with him at that left tackle spot. And even talking with Trey Thomas, of course, we know one of the greats of all time for the Philadelphia Eagles during our pregame show, where he and I talked about it, and at our first pregame show, kind of got he thought I was going one direction because I was talking about the false starts and all, and he was like, listen, the false starts are good. You'd rather them be early than late where the quarterback gets hit. And I agree, once he explained it, but I was saying even then, when those false starts would occur, it's like, okay, because most of the time throughout the game, you know, with all the snaps that they take, he's still very good. He's still very good. At this stage of his career, with the age and the health that has happened, the injuries that he's amassed over the last couple of seasons, those things are going to happen. So, to your point, it's hard to predict if he's going to be healthy week after week. We don't know. We saw what happened in Tampa, came off the field once, went back out there, came back off the field, he didn't come back. But he was there this past weekend against the Indianapolis Colts. So we don't know. It's very difficult to predict what you're going to get out of Jason Peters. All I do know is when he is out there, I feel okay. The offensive line has to be better overall. They've been good, but we've often talked about them locally and nationally. People have talked about them as the best offensive line in the NFL. They've had some cracks. They need to be better. He needs to be better. He needs to be healthy and available also to be out there to be better to block the blind side of Carson Wentz. 610-632-0975. Mike in North Philly is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you feeling?
Good, good. There's three things that worry me with this with these Eagles this year. Number one is their health. Number two is the lack of weapons on the offense. And number three is their defense on the road. I feel like ever since last year, ever since the Giants game, we've been exposed on the road. We just don't get any pressure, can't cover anybody. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're right. The offensive line has to be able to get that pressure on them and help the secondary out, to help those corners out. Because we've seen them have a tough time so far, Darby and Mills both. We've seen them have a tough time. So the defensive front, if they're not getting there and they're allowing the quarterback to have time, the wide receivers, at some point, you know, this stuff is gonna break down a little bit, or they're going to readjust their route where they're going to come back maybe to the football and get a completion and get those yards after the catch or break it off and go deep, et cetera, et cetera. So it really is, Mike, we're relying on the defensive front to be, again, like we talked about with the offensive line with the last caller, the defensive line to be as stout as they were last season when, again, talking about them as the best defensive front in the NFL.
Yeah, it just feels like they're not showing up on the road. They're just, you know, they're like top three when they're at home. Just when on the road, they're nowhere to be found.
Right.
You know, we've seen that last year against the Rams and against the Giants and a couple more games where, and in the Super Bowl, where they just can't stop anybody and we just have to rely on the offense. And with the lack of weapons that we have right now and the health, I'm just not sure that the offense at this point can build them out on the road.
Well, here, that's where Carson Wentz, Mike, comes in now. Thanks for the call. Now, the lack of wide receivers, you can point that out and say, well, they're no help right there. But the way that Doug Peterson decided to run that game plan, when we talked about it Monday, can they sustain winning by being a two tight end set type of team, 13 personnel as well when you incorporate Josh Perkins, because you have no wide receivers really outside of Aguilar. Now you added Jordan Matthews, but again, he's more of the intermediate stuff across the middle type of thing. He's not going to go deep because that's not his style. Can they continue to win like that? Well, that's where Doug Peterson, the offensive game plan, Mike Groh, the offensive coordinator, that's where they come in and winning by any means. While we want stuff deep down the field to open up the offense, to back the defensive line off of the offensive line where they can't try to now get to Carson Wentz or simply stopping the run game. Listen, they couldn't get anything really going deep down the field. And as good as the Indianapolis Colts' defense is, they look very good, right? They've been very good through three games, even against the Eagles. Eagles had success on the ground. 32 runs, 142 yards, no Jay Ajayi, no Darren Sproles. It was all Wendell Smallwood, Corey Clement, Josh Adams. So Doug Peterson can devise an offensive game plan to beat the opponent once you go week to week to week when you are limited because you don't have certain players, Alshon Jeffrey, Mike Wallace, Jay Ajayi, Darren Sproles. So, while I too am have my issues with it, I also feel comfortable with Doug Peterson and the offensive coaching staff to devise a game plan week after week after week to put themselves in position to win that particular game that week against that opponent. This week being the Tennessee Titans. 610-632-0975. But are we overlooking the Tennessee Titans as that next opponent? Because they are just the Tennessee Titans. They're not explosive offensively. Marcus Mariota stays hurt. Blaine Gabbert cannot beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, again, guess what? They just went into Jacksonville against arguably the best defense in the NFL. In their place, after a big win against the New England Patriots, and held them to 6 points. 6 points. Beat them 9-6. They didn't even score. Now, I think the Eagles can put up more because, number one, Carson Wentz is a better quarterback than Blake Bortles, even healthy. Blake Bortles, not all the way healthy. Carson Wentz, well, he's healthy, he's just not all the way back. I think they put up more than 6 points on the Tennessee Titans, but I think people are just overlooking them a little bit. That defense is tough. The running game is nice. We need to pay attention to them. 610-632-0975. So, are we overlooking the Tennessee Titans? What are you looking for in this game? And the Sixers, Celtics, Beast of the East? Sixers being overlooked as well. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. It's on to week four. After the return of Wentz and a 2016 win over the Colts, the Birds look ahead to Sunday's matchup against the Titans. We're talking everything Eagles on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Jason Mertitus for Conkerville Subaru. At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2018 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy with 0% interest. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
Can you honestly say you love what you do? When you get up every morning, do you look forward to going to work? I've been there, but a few years back, I decided to take a chance and pursue my dream. I found my path at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill. You don't just sit in a classroom. You get hands-on experience working on state-of-the-art equipment in not only radio, but television, production, digital media, and more. The team at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can even help you get a job or an internship in your field. Plus, you can graduate in a matter of months, not years. Don't drown yourself in student debt for a job that makes you miserable. Uncover your passion at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Conveniently located in Cherry Hill, they have day and evening classes starting in November. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself. Log on to GoCSB.com and schedule a studio tour. GoCSB.com, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, reinventing training in broadcast media.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod. And I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. For every interception, forced fumble, sack, or tackle for a loss I make, I'll donate $1,000 to the American Association for Cancer Research, the largest organization in the world devoted to finding cures for all cancers. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the AACR in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including 2 tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
Official contest rules located on AACRFoundation.org. Participants must be 18 and older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
The Missinelli Station.
Google me.
After news. 97.5. What? Yes! The Fanatic.
746. 97.5. The Fanatic. What's going on, y'all? Again, Devon Givens hanging out with you until 10 o'clock tonight. Spending 9 to 10, the 9 o'clock hour with Joe Torti as we continue to talk about the Eagles and Titans, and also, we start to talk about the Sixers as things start to get rolling on Friday night pregame preseason action at the center against Melbourne to start off the preseason schedule for the Philadelphia 76ers. They then play the Orlando Magic before heading to China for two games against the Dallas Mavericks. So it's good to have basketball back. So we're mixing in that as well. I'm off on tomorrow night, where Joe Torti will have carry you from 6 to midnight with the Flyers in action as well. So wanted to mix in some Titans and some Eagles conversation, also some Sixers conversation, since we're on with both on Friday, with the fact that it's going to be a football Friday, the Sixers in action. It's going to be fun. It's great to have it back. I'm just not looking forward to the cold weather. I don't know. 610-632-0975. At Suave Capo, Ramid says, come on, bro. You know the division games are different. Eagles are going to dominate the Titans 28-10. Well, I thought they were going to dominate the Indianapolis Colts, too, at home. They did not. I'm just saying. Not overlooking the Titans. Just to look ahead to the Minnesota Vikings in here next week. 4 o'clock game, right? I'm just not overlooking them. That's all. They can beat them 28-10. You're absolutely right. I actually thought they were going to beat the Indianapolis Colts somewhere similar. Now, I think I predicted like 23-16 because of the rain and all that stuff that day. But they have that type of team to do just that. They do, as Rob Mead says, have the type of team to go into Tennessee and beat the crap out of the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee to the tune of 28-10. That's why I'm asking the question, because you just said it. 28-10, they're going to dominate the Titans. You're overlooking the Titans. I don't know. Also, he continues as far as the Sixers. Boston is the beast of the East. Sixers need Fultz to develop and one more piece. So he's saying they're not there quite yet. 610-632-0975. I told you, I have him third. I don't think that's a slight. That's just Boston is good. Toronto is also good. Chris in Williamstown is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Devon?
What's going on, man?
You know what? I think, you know, the Eagles are not over. You know, we're not overlooking them. I'm confident, just like Ramiz said, you know. Look, even minus Ronnie McLeod, look, I still think this defensive line has got to be licking their chops after what I tweeted you a little while ago. Reports are coming out that Mariota will start, won't have any restrictions on Sunday. And you know what? That should be screaming to this defensive line, because we saw what we, you know, if you happen to see what he did against Buffalo, the way his hand looked, I mean, I'm licking my chops, Devon. I really am. So I think this defense will handle Mariota, you know, pretty well. And then on top of that, I mean, if you get Alshon back, man, everything will be good. And I was telling you on prior to the last game, you know, how I needed to see the running back step up. And then
Trey
was telling me about pre and postseason Blunt and the difference. Look, those running backs stepped up and showed me what I needed to see to have more confidence that even without J.J. and Darren Sproles on the field, they were still able to get it done. I mean, that second effort that Wendell Smallwood showed you, man, that was Blunt-ish.
Yeah, and that one particular play where he carried him at least 6-7 more yards and to get those extra ones, man, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and then, you know, let me flip over to the Sixers because, look, man, I mean, on their best night, I think any one of those three teams you mentioned could be number one. Just for the simple fact that they're all stacked with talent, and our Sixers team getting, you know, Markel in there, and we have to see what the other pieces, you know, Chandler's do, like, you know, stuff like that. But, like, once you find out what all those guys can do, you know, I think this team would just put jail a trillion times more than they did last year. And guys like Dario Saric and Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons possibly coming with a jump shot, like, you know, hey, I think this bodes even more in our favor.
Real fast, tell me what are you expecting from Markelle Fultz? We get the first chance to really see him on Friday night against Melbourne. What are you expecting after all of this secrecy and when it comes to him?
I wouldn't be surprised if he plays a little bit in and outside, and in a sense that I think he would try to drive the bucket, but I also think he would try to show what he did in those videos of those shots he was making beyond the arc. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to try to show this city that, you know, he can play, and as time progresses through the season, his team, he gels with this team, he's going to be show you why he was the number one pick and why him and Tatum, you could really swap one or two out, and those two are just as good.
Probably. Well, we'll see, man. Listen, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Chris. It's going to be really fun to see him on Friday night back out there. Hopefully, the new improved, Markelle Fultz. Hopefully. I had a chance to speak to Drew Hanlon on, Sam was there. I had a chance to speak to Drew Hanlon on Friday when we were at Media Day, and he said some cool stuff. He said he was pretty satisfied with how things were. He's going to be around a while, a lot this season, seeing what Markelle Fultz does. And he said that he felt that the Sixer fans on Tuesday with the open practice, it was canceled, we know, that they would be pleasantly surprised with what they see from Markelle Fultz. So we have to wait a few days. We'll get it on Friday against Melbourne at the center for the preseason game for the 76ers. 610-632-0975. Brian in Plymouth Meeting is next on the Fanatic. What's up, B?
Yo, D. It feels like it's been a month since I talked to you.
It has been a month. What's going on?
A week and a half. Not much. So, well, clearly everybody was overlooking the Jaguars. Or not the Jaguars.
The Colts.
Sorry. The team that beat us was Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, the Bucks.
Myself included.
The Bucks.
Yeah, you spared me the mea culpa by not coming in last week, but but I think we learned our lesson from that as a team, and that's not going to happen again. I think it was good that we got punched in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree with that, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's... Yeah, so I think go down there, take care of business, win the game. You know, I don't think it'll be close, but I think we'll win.
And right now, but see, you said you don't think it'd be close, and right now it looks like they have to win ugly because they haven't really gotten everything going the way they want offensively, where they can kind of explode on teams. At least we haven't seen it yet. Maybe this is the week that they do get it done.
Oh no, I said it. I think it would be close.
Oh, you think it would be close? Pardon me. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that team's pretty decent defensively, and you know, we saw Wentz was rusty, and yeah, the weapons aren't quite all in place yet, but pretty confident about, you know, just getting the win in that game.
That's right. Getting the win, come home, start off 3-1 in the first quarter of the season, and do what you do.
Yeah, that's solid.
That's it.
Sixers, I'm not really surprised that they're not getting the national love. I mean, everybody's all over the Celtics.
Big time.
Yeah, but we're going to be right there with them. I think it's kind of natural, too. You know, a lot of NBA teams, like, they take a huge jump forward, and they're, like, real happy with themselves. And, you know, they either, you know, just kind of plateau at that level or take a step back. But and similar to the Eagles, I mean, the way that we lost to the Celtics, I feel like this team was not fat and happy all offseason.
Right.
They were hungry. And, you know, Joe's working. Ben seems like he's working. Fultz sounds like he's working his tail off. And I was really happy to hear Brett Brown talking about Fultz, like, what do you need to do on the court?
Mm-hmm.
Needs to defend. I mean, that's exactly what I want to hear out of Brett Brown, because I think that a Markelle Fultz on the ball, locked in defender is like the last piece we need to have the best defense in the league.
And all that's going to do, Brian, is ignite the offense and get things going. It's funny, man, because when you talk about the guys not coming in fat, when I had a chance to speak to them on Friday at Media Day when Sam and I were there, when we recorded the videos. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to put some up on my Twitter account so you can check them out, some of the videos, and you can hear them say they just have a different mindset now. The expectation is there now, Brian. Listen, thanks for the call, B. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Everybody, quick break. Come right back. Long segment. We get everybody in. We did actually have a couple people drop off. So, again, if you want to talk Eagles and Sixers, Eagles, Titans, Sixers being a little looked at a little differently versus the Celtics and the Raptors, you can jump in on that. Again, the numbers, 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Gibbons. With you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 4, and the Birds are on the road to Nashville. After a victory at home, the Eagles are favorites in Sunday's matchup with the Titans. Start your football Sunday at 10 a.m. with Trey, Devon, and Jason Martinez live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. Carson's back, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
My lawn's been worn out by summer. Not to mention, by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
Headphones, case, charger.
Walmart has everything.
Oh, you must love your phone.
Yeah, but I could use a break from my mobile bill.
Switch to Walmart Family Mobile. They have unlimited plans starting as low as $24.88 a month.
I can dump my old plan, but keep my phone and number?
Text BYOP to 611-611 to check your phone's compatibility.
Easy.
Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Walmart Family Mobile. Standard messaging and data rates may apply. Always refer to the privacy policy at myfamilymobile.com/privacy and terms and conditions at myfamilymobile.com/terms and conditions.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease the U.S. bank. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-1.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none, drug-screened, and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RudderRoofing.com. That's RUTTER Roofing.com.
This injury report is brought to you by Swartz Colleton. Get the money you deserve.
Carson Wentz continued his comeback from an injured knee with a 20-16 win over Indy on Sunday. Wentz went 25-37 for 255 yards, a touchdown, and one interception. After the game, Wentz said he had no limitations on the field and that his knee is, quote, all good, unquote. Wentz leads the Birds into Tennessee on Sunday.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most, like your BFF.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Just got my iPhone XS.
Well, look at you. Welcome to the big screens.
So, you got my selfie?
Yeah, like the second you sent it.
Selfie portrait mode.
I know. I totally like long tap liked it.
Oh, cool. So, my hair looked...
like straight fire.
What?
What? What about my Memoji? Doesn't it look like...
like you're wearing the same glasses as mine?
Oopsie. Sorry.
Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless, and share whatever you want, whenever you want, with those you heart most. And right now, you'll love our best offers ever on iPhone XS.
What?
Visit a T-Mobile store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
This is Jason Mertedis for Conkerville Subaru. At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2018 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy with 0% interest. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
Of the new Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new norm. Here we go!
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
So damn tough!
802 97.5 The Fanatic Broadcasting. From the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Devon Givens with you until 10. Final hour running solo. Joe Torti will be in at 9. Start the Joe Torti Show. I will stick around until 10 o'clock with him. Sam Wilson, she's here all night, hanging out. Appreciate it, Sam. 610-632-0975 as we get ready to get back to the phones. Before Mike says on Twitter, at that dude, Darsh. I think fans are overlooking the Titans for sure. But I don't think the Eagles are. Carson won't let that happen in the second game back, at least not on offense. But I do think we match up well with them. I do too, Mike. I think you match up well with them. I just think people don't really realize that the Titans defensively are very good. And the way that they do things offensively is right now at least very similar to what the Eagles have to do, which is run the football, take the short stuff that's given to them, and make sure the defense and the special teams does just enough to allow them to get things going offensively and win that game, you know, low scoring. So far, as I said in the first couple of games, they won last week 9-6. They beat the Houston Texans 20-17 in week two, losing to the Dolphins 27-20 in the opener. 27-20 opener against the Dolphins. So 20 points, 17 points, and 9 points for 20 points, 20 points, and 9 points for the Tennessee Titans in their first three. So the Eagles can certainly win it. They should certainly win this game. More than a winnable game. I just think people are looking at Tennessee a little bit and saying, it's just Tennessee. Marcus Mariota is not going to do anything. They don't have anything special. Okay. 610-632-0975. Dustin is in the Northeast joining us now on the Fanatic. What's up, Dust?
My man, Devon. How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Nothing, dude. You know, whenever I hear you talking Sixers, I got to call up.
Yeah, a little bit of Sixers, quick, yes.
Dude, if anybody listens, you before the game on Sunday, you got to tune into your show. You know, you're a huge fan of yours, Devon. You know that, but I'm not just tooting your own horn. That show before the games on Sundays are great.
Thanks, man. Yeah, we have a lot of fun, man. Appreciate that.
But listen, I'm going to talk Sixers, but real quick about the Eagles. The one thing that everybody should be happy about, and nobody talks about it, Carson
took a couple hits on that knee on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he popped right back up, and he was not hesitant to hold the ball in the pocket still. That's one thing every Eagle fan should be excited about. He was rusty. He hasn't played football in how many days? Like, I saw a stat the other day. Last time Carson lost in the link is like 635 days or something. In his career, he's 13-2 at home.
Yeah, so he has a great record at home.
If he's taking hits the way he's taking hits on Sunday, especially on that knee, like, even with the brace, he still has some legs underneath him. And, I mean, granted, we talked about before, he's going to have to change his game style, especially with the way and the size and how big these dudes are, defensive linemen and linebackers. Like, he has to learn not to take hits like that.
Yeah, the one where he had that spin move was real slick, getting away from the rush and rolling out to his right to try to make a play. So you can see the instincts are still there. As he said, he's not going to not be himself. So that was cool to see. He's fine. He's going to be fine.
I think he's going to be more than fine. And the real question is, what do you have to give up to get Le'Veon Bell here? Because if you get Le'Veon Bell here...
Interesting. I was going to bring that up, yeah.
Is the point where he's changing the offense so much that Alshon Jeffery will be the number one points for a wide receiver in the NFL by the end of the year because of the defensive backs are going to have to play in so much.
Yeah.
And, like, people don't understand. We still have Nelson Aguilar is a burner. Like, regardless of what you think, I think he's good, personally. But he's a burner. So if you bring a Le'Veon Bell into this game and into this offense, dude, the sky's the limit with this offense.
Nah, listen, man, I mean, good to hear from you as always, Des. We already know if you add Le'Veon Bell to this offense, it would really be nuts. It would really be tough because the guys, obviously we know what he does on the ground. And he's also a very good pass catcher out of the backfield. He would certainly be a great addition to the Philadelphia Eagles. And for those who really don't know, there was a story out there today on CBSSports.com where Jason Lockenfor was on one of the podcasts. I think it's a podcast for CBS Sports with Will Brinson. And some people question how Jason Lockenfor does his job. I don't. I mean, listen, sometimes you get things right. Sometimes you get things wrong. That said, he said one of his quotes on the podcast was, he said, I've got a sleeper team for you. The defending world champion, Fly Eagle Fly Philadelphia Eagles. And he said, this would be the ultimate Howie Roseman move. You trade Nick Foles, get something back for him, and then blammo, is what he said. Create cap space and money. Go to your owner and say, I'm going to turn Nick Foles into Le'Veon Bell. All you got to do is pay him. Jay Ajayi is up at the end of the year anyway. They have no commitment to him. Sproles is banged up again. Do they really want to be going into games with Corey Clement and whatever else? That's my sleeper team. He goes on and on and on about some other things, about how the fact that they've already made the financial commitment, so that's not that's not an owner who is going to let the $8 million scuttle the chance to get an All-Pro every down running back when it comes to Carson Wentz and of course the three-step drops and all. And he points out the cap space with the Birds, how they can get it to fit underneath the cap space and all. Le'Veon Bell would be fantastic. What would you have to give up? I don't know. I have no idea. No idea. But wouldn't surprise me at all if Howie Roseman hasn't been on the phone with the Pittsburgh Steelers, just gauging the interest for Le'Veon Bell. 610-632-0975. Joe in Marlton is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Joe.
Probably got to give him a second-round pick, and then they got to sign him. But the biggest problem is they have to sign him because he's not going to play because he's worried about that contract. And he may not even play in the playoffs unless he has a contract. So he's pretty – it's a tough situation.
It is.
Everything's money with him. I heard Mike Florio, and he said, this is strictly money. This has got nothing else to do with it. It's strictly money.
Strictly money.
But going back to the Tennessee game, you know, I think the Eagles are 1-3 against Tennessee. And I had your producer look it up, and they beat them in 2014. But I think they played Houston 11 times in their – 7-4, you know, the whole franchise. But We lost on opening day. We took them for granted one time on an opening day. We lost again on another time. And then that was the time that McNabb got hurt from Tennessee. So, you know, you take this team lightly, they're going to beat you. And you can see the parity in the NFL. Like, you were reading off the scores.
Right.
Everybody's pretty close right now. So there's no way that anybody can take anybody lightly anymore in the NFL. I mean, we got smacked in Tampa Bay. I mean, last year, I guess we won that third game on a 61-yard field goal, right?
Against the Giants, so, yes.
You know, and then that kind of catapulted our year. So, you know, this is everything to Tennessee. This could catapult their year. So this is everything to them. And again, our franchise history against them, we're 1-3 as Titans. So, you know, this game is not easy.
No, it isn't. And I think people just tend to look at it and just say, oh, it's the Tennessee Titans. We only see them a couple of times a year, and they never anything big around the league where everyone's talking about them. So let's forget about them. Well, listen, they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 9-6 in Jacksonville with Blaine Gabbert and Marcus Mariota with just the running backs. Nothing from their wide receivers, hardly, because they don't really get much from them. So it's and I'm just going to give it to you real fast. Wide receivers last week for them, Corey Davis led 2 catches for 34 yards.
But that other Rashard Matthews, he's a good receiver.
No, he is. He is. Yep.
He's a good receiver.
He is, but he didn't do anything last week. One catch for 3 yards.
Hey, last time I saw you, we were with Seth Joyner, and I said, what did you do to piss the Eagles off?
yes, Joe. You know, the Hall of Fame. Yep.
And the Hall of Fame. So now he's in. And then I said, you should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And I've been trying to get him, Joe Klecko, and Chubby Checker into the Hall of Fame.
Well, you know his name is, you know, they give like 100 names, but his name is brought up again as one of the nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame this time.
Just take his stats and put him next to Urlacher's and see who's a better.
It's not even close, man. It's not even close, Joe. Good to hear from you, man. Sure.
All right,
you got it. Take care. 610-632-0975. Yes, Seth is, you know, we've been inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame last weekend during the game, of course, with the Indianapolis Colts. It was great to see him go in. I had a chance to text back and forth with him, and it was just happy for him. Just happy for him overall. 610-632-0975. Taywan Taylor actually led with receptions. 4 receptions last week for the Tennessee Titans against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Corey Davis, 2 for 34, so he led with yards. 22, his long being the 22 for Corey Davis. He hasn't done much as of yet. Hopefully he doesn't get off against the Eagles. And mentioning Rashard Matthews, I thought Rashard Matthews was going to be good as well. Nothing so far this season. Only 3 catches for 11 yards on the season. 3. Wow. They're not getting anything from their wide receivers either. Speaking of wide receivers, how about that Alshon Jeffrey back at practice? Clear for contact, says their coach. Haven't yet made a decision on if he'll be suiting up against the Tennessee Titans. I would say that he probably will. You heard Tim McManus with him a little earlier talking to Mike, and he was speaking of this very thing, talking about how Alshon Jeffrey clear for practice. Not yet known if he's going to play, but that would be a nice boost for the offense. That would be a nice boost for the quarterback. That would mean something else for Nelson Agholor, the tight ends, Jordan Matthews, the running game, on and on and on. Good to have him back out there if he's back out there, hopefully. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. Hanging out with you solo until 9. The Joe Torti Show starts then. So I'll stick around for an hour with Joe. We're also talking Sixers being overlooked in the Eastern Conference a little bit. Boston Celtics, beasts of the East. I was looking at an NBA TV tweet that they had up there, and it said, Boston Celtics, are they the beasts of the East? I currently have the Sixers third behind the Celtics and the Raptors. I know some people laugh at me when I say that. Listen, it's not a knock. Those two teams are good. They were 1-2 last year. And they got better, Toronto, by adding Kawhi Leonard and replacing DeMar DeRozan. I'm not shorting DeMar DeRozan. Kawhi Leonard is a better overall player. Period. Sixers are very good. This is the thing. Expectations now. And they know it. Can he live up to them? 610-632-0975, Boston, beast to the East. Sixers being a little disrespected. Jay in Jersey is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
What's going on, man?
All right, I don't think they're being disrespected, but I hope that the one thing I hate is when you change general managers is when they try to make that big splash. That's the only thing I'm afraid of. Kind of like when you see what Colangelo did with the trading of the pick up the number one.
Right.
You know, and I hope that Elton doesn't get caught up into that. And he's looking at the whole landscape. Like if you look at Boston and you look at the Sixers have the better two players out of the teams. Like if you go 1-2, but the thing that beat us was depth. And exactly. To me, the Sixers got to get deeper. Like, don't go out there and trade a lot of pieces for one piece. To me, I would try to go out and get a Kelly Oubre or a TJ Warren, like, to get the team deeper and deeper so that when the parts are interchangeable, so they can keep that pressure on and you can keep scoring on the floor. Because I can see it where we're going to probably end up trying to go after this big guy and we end up dumping our money into him. And what's going to happen is Boston is going to keep coming in waves because they don't have the lottery picks anymore. All they have is money. And if they get that depth, at least there are parts that you could trade and keep moving around because you do have Joel. And hopefully Markel, I think he's going to
do
well.
He's the key, man. He's the key.
Exactly. And I think depth is the key with the Sixers. Not one player. You know what I mean? It's not one player. When you think about Golden State, like even though they're really good now, but when they were really dominating people, they were deep. They were going like 9 deep, blowing everybody off.
Yeah, with Leandro Barbosa and those guys, yeah, being like the eighth and ninth man. Yep.
Exactly. And what they did, they traded it in. And, of course, they're still a great team. But now what you can see what teams are trying to strategize for is like, all right, let's beat them with some depth to keep the pressure on them. And that's what Boston, if you look at Boston, to me, they're built to beat Golden State. You know, to keep them, to put it like this, the wear down Durant, to wear down those players on the team to keep, like if you put Kyrie on the floor and then you back him up with the guards that they got coming off the bench.
With Smart and Rozier.
Wear down the guards. Uh-huh. That's going to wear their guards down.
Yeah, and that's where you are right now when you look at the wave that they can just bring. It's like a hockey line. They can just bring in a whole new group, Jay. Thanks for the call. And they should be, Boston, looking at it that way as trying to beat the Golden State Warriors. But they're just flat out looking past the Raptors and the Sixers and the Bucks. Flat out overlooking them. Saying, hey, Kyrie Irving said it on media day. We are built to beat the Golden State Warriors. As Jay just pointed out, we can beat the Golden State Warriors. So, all right, you got their attention. Meanwhile, you got the Eastern Conference attention because you're just simply saying, hey, we're going to walk all over you guys. They are good, though, and that's why I have them at number one, Toronto 2, Sixers 3. 610-632-0975. Mark and Artmore joins us on 97.5. Hey, Mark.
What's going on, Devon? How are you?
My man, how you doing?
Good, man. Can't complain. Devon, first I wanted to talk about the Eagles. Going into the season, I had them being 12-4, and I thought...
I had 11-5. I had 11-5.
We're pretty close. I had their first punch in the mouth actually being against Tennessee because of the unknown. I thought we'd still be on our Super Bowl high
right. Coming
into the season hot. But since we already got punched in the mouth by Tampa Bay and we're starting to get our offense back, hopefully Alshon plays on Sunday. And I'm very happy that we were able to get Dallas Goedert some confidence up and get him in the end zone. I think this is when our offense is about to start clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, and if you get Alshon back, it just kind of helps out everywhere else, right? It helps out not only on the ground game, even if Ajayi or Sproles don't play, but if Jeffrey is there and he's able to catch his 4 to 5 passes, that helps out Nelson Aguilar, and then Jordan Matthews does his thing. We already know about the two tight ends. I mean, that possibly opens
open again,
right,
absolutely.
And that possibly opens up the running game even more. And they had a good week last week.
They did, and then our defense is solid. And I think this might be one of our best secondaries that we've had in a while. Like, I'm really high on them. I feel like the way that they close out on the ball is some of the fastest that I've seen in a while.
They do close
and
fast.
Tennessee can't even get their wide receivers going. What you think we're going to do with the secondary? I think we're going to really hurt Tennessee this week.
Well, I mean, you know what? The front four has to get to the quarterback, whether it's Mariota or Blaine Gabbert, because they've used both. If it's Mariota and you know he likes to extend the pocket a little bit, extend the play and make some things happen with his feet, you have to be contained to make sure he doesn't beat you outside. and hurt you in that way and allow those wide receivers to make a break off of their route, come back to the football, and get something like that. Real fast, Mark, on your Sixers point.
I agree with you 100%. The Sixers, they are third in the East, but I think a big pickup was Wilson Chandler. We don't talk about that
enough, man.
Because he's going to be able to stretch the floor. He's a gritty player, no pun intended with the whole mascot, but he's a gritty player, and he'll be able to stretch the floor, play good defense, and get some nice buckets off the bench.
Can I tell you, Mark, before I let you go, what he said to us on Friday?
Let me hear it.
When asked about the trade, he said, I was in the house and I was on the couch. I was so excited. I jumped up. Right? So
really?
It wasn't one of those, oh, I was disappointed. He said, I was so excited while I was home on the couch when I found out. So it's pretty cool to, again, feel like a player wants to be here. Not worried about starting, but doing what's best for the team. And it's funny because I was just talking to Natalie and Sam. They are the ones who cut the video up, so I thank them both. It's going to be on 975thefanatic.com if you want to check it out. And I'm about to actually put it on my Twitter account, at DevonG975. So we only have about four right now, but they're going to keep flowing in, man. There was some good conversations from the guys. Mark, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Wilson Chandler said it. Happy to be here. Love the fact that I was sent here. Said he watched him from afar, and you can just see the foundation is there. Foundation is there. He just likes how they play. Likes how they play. He's been here a while. He likes the city. If you remember, he played with the Knicks. He was drafted by the Knicks. So he's been here plenty of times. He knows the city. He's been out and about helping in the community in the summer. I like Wilson Chandler move. I said that when it happened. Versatile forward. Can guard both forward positions. Can be an offensive threat at both forward positions on the offensive side of the floor. Can also played the two at times if they want to go crazy big, right? It's just a lot of things you can do. So when we talk about that depth, that's a nice piece to go along with the depth. 610-632-0975. One open phone line. Andrew, hang tight. We got you first time. Julian, Ike, Rel, talking Sixers and Eagles. Do me a favor, guys. Hang on. We'll come right back. Get right back to the phones. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 right here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic kicks off football season as the Birds pursue their second world championship. The Fanatic is celebrating with our second 5K a day big green giveaway.
All right, let's hit it.
Five times each weekday, you'll have a chance to win $1,000. Yep, a Super Bowl of cash. Get ready. Weekdays at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and 6 p.m., 97.5 The Fanatic will announce a Philly special keyword. You'll have up to 15 minutes to enter the keyword on the new Fanatic app.
Or at 975thefanatic.com.
That's your shot at $1,000 in this Beasley Media Group national contest.
Complete rules available at 975thefanatic.com.
So, what will you do with $1,000? It could help pay your way to see the Birds play in SB 53 in Atlanta. 97.5 The Fanatics 5K a day big green giveaway. 2. Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Visit them now at FamilyAutos.com and Roofing Nation. 50% off a brand new roof. Visit RoofingNation.com. Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010. Based on IHS Market U.S. Household Methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877.
1877 or RAM 5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease the U.S. Bank. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-1.
This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm. InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds head down to Nashville with a 2-1 record after beating Indy last weekend. The big story, of course, is the knee of quarterback Carson Wentz, but if you did not know that he was injured last year, you wouldn't have noticed a thing. Now we wait and see if the Birds get more reinforcements from guys like Jay Ajayi and Alshon Jeffrey when they hopefully return soon from injury.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, The Injury Lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured? Call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit InjuryLawyer.com.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old-world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
My lawn's been worn out by summer, not to mention by my kids.
This year, use Scotts in the fall. Just one more feeding gives your grass the nourishment it needs to recover from the wear and tear of summer, while also building resilient roots to help prevent a weak, thin lawn next spring.
This fall, my kids and my grass are back out to play.
This is a Scotts yard. Now's the time to feed your lawn. Pick up a bag of Scotts Winter Guard today.
My seafood restaurant has a giant walk-in freezer. We call her Big Frosty. I don't know how many years she's got left in her or how much each ice cube is costing me, but I do know that she keeps the fish cold.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business save energy and money, like high-efficiency equipment incentives to replace Big Frosty. Visit pico.com/smartideas. Pico, the future is on.
Golden Birds Peanut Chews are making some Eagles fans very happy. This is Trey Thomas here. Get to our participating Wawa today and pick up a specially marked king-size bar of Golden Birds Peanut Chews. Enjoy that delicious peanut chew and check that wrapper to see if you win. One Golden Eagles ticket winner will receive two 2019 regular season tickets for the Philadelphia Eagles. 10 silver ticket winners will each receive an autographed jersey, helmet, or football from an Eagles player. No purchase necessary. This is open to New Jersey, PA, and Delaware. Must be at least 18 years and up. Go to peanutchews.com for details and official rules.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. At Conkerville Nissan, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Nissan, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. September is your month to drive a new Nissan, like a 2018 Nissan Rogue S all-wheel drive for just $189 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1925, or a 2018 Nissan Sentra SV, just $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1875, or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Also, September is truck month at Conkerville Nissan. Go to 202nissan.com and check out the amazing deals they have on trucks like the Titan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Tax, tags, and title, extra prior sales excluded. Rogue S selling price, $26,365. VIN number JC764857. Sentra SV selling price, $20,360. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by October 1st, 2018.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer. The king wishes me to tell thee to let the bot light flow forth at thine tailgate. Oh, dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sports talk for Royersburg and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
29975, the Fanatic. Devon Givens hanging out with you until 10 o'clock. My man Joe Torty takes over at 9, but I get to spend some time with him as well. Spending 9 o'clock hour with my man Joe Torty. 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly.
Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. 610-632-0975, though, if you want to get in on the conversation that we are having about the Birds and the Sixers. People overlooking the Tennessee Titans. A little disrespect, even though I do think the Eagles are going to win. I'm just saying. 610-632-0975. Andrew in Phoenixville has been hanging on. He's next on 97.5. What's up, Andrew?
Good evening. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I actually don't overlook any team because the fact is that since we won the Super Bowl, there's been a bullseye on our back and everybody's hunting for us. So, regardless of if they have a losing record or a winning record, I never overlook them because the fact is that you got to play them 100%. 110% hard every single play and win that game. So I hope that Ashon Jeffries comes back on Sunday. We're able to show up the offensive line, give Carson Wentz a lot more protection, and then he's able to make those clean throws like he did on Sunday. I want to throw off two questions to you. I know that obviously there really was going out about Bell and getting him on the Eagles. Adam Schefter was on the morning show this morning and saying that maybe a fourth rounder pick may be able to do well to pick him up like we did with Jay Ajayi. One question was, what is your thought on that? And then two, obviously San Francisco lost their quarterback. No one's talking a lot about possibly, and that's just an extreme possibility of seeing where or what we could possibly get for Nick Foles if we were to trade them to the 49ers. Not that I'm saying I want to, I don't, but just seeing what they would offer for Nick Foles.
Well, the one thing that, I'll start with Le'Veon Bell. The only tough part with Le'Veon Bell is the fact that he's not playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers because he wants a contract. So if it's strictly about money, then that's going to be a tough sell. So that's something that every team, including the Eagles, will have to explore with his agent if that's going to be the case. You don't want to trade for a player and then he's still deciding, you know what, I'm just going to sit out. And, someone even tweeted earlier to me about Le'Veon Bell and saying that the one thing with him is he won't play. This is at Lavi, at Wellner on Twitter, says he won't play till week 10 under the franchise tag. And, commit $80 million to a running back, no way. Not only, no. So that's going to be the tough part because it is about money. That's why he's sitting out the way he's sitting out. He wants that money. And he's smart. You know what, Drew? He's smart because all they're going to do, and I was talking to Joe about this before, they're going to beat him into the ground like DeMarco Murray with the Dallas Cowboys, right? So he's smart about it. He's ticking his teammates off, and he's ticking them off, but he's like, look, they have their agenda. The Eagles were probably going to do the same thing with Jay Ajayi if he could stay on the field, run him into the ground too, and let him walk.
Yeah.
I know, I just ran on a rant.
No, it's fine. So what do you think about, obviously, I don't want to trade Nick Foles to the 49ers, but if we can get a first or maybe a second-round pick for him from the 49ers, that would help us extremely for next year's draft.
Yeah,
correct?
But here's the thing. Why would they do that? If they probably don't feel like they can, number one, win the West because the Rams are going to win the West. And then you look at everything else, the money that they just committed to Garoppolo, why would they give up any assets? They want to just add things to Garoppolo when he comes back.
That is true. I guess those are the two thoughts I had. But getting back to Tennessee, I think it's going to be a tough game because I've heard they're a very hard-hitting team. They came at Jacksonville?
9-6, they beat them in Jacksonville, Drew. Thanks for the call, man. And here's the other tough part with the Eagles. Everybody knows, and I heard somebody say it last night. Somebody called Joe when I left, and when it was talking about Rodney McLeod being basically not talked about. And I was like, hold on. I talk about him, but I talk about him in a good way. He might not play. We don't know. Doug Peterson spoke today and he said one more needed test. I'm looking at Shiel Kapati. It says one more test needed for Rodney McLeod's evaluation before the game on Sunday. So, we have to see. 610-632-0975. Should he not play, then what? You going to go Corey Graham? Are you going to go with Russell Douglas out there and mix some things up, get a little crazy? I don't know. 610-632-0975. We're also talking Sixers. We had a lot of Sixers conversation. Celtics, beast of the East. I say yes. I also think people are overlooking the Sixers a little bit. But they are the beast of the East, the Boston Celtics. Number one, I have the Raptors 2, Sixers 3. Julian in North Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Jules?
Yo, what up, Devon?
What's happening, man?
Hey, I share the same feeling with you about the Titans, man. I think it's going to be a tough game because, you know, not everybody on the team is a playmaker, but they got a lot of difference makers, especially on that defensive side of the ball. You know, you look at their D-line, they got Jerome Casey on the line. They got Wesley Woodyard and Brandon Rackport, the linebackers. And that secondary, people ain't talking about it, but, you know, they got Malcolm Butler, Logan Ryan, and the guy from USC, Adoree Jackson. You know, they got a tough defense. I think it's going to be like a low-scoring, you know, close win.
And you know what, though? Here's the thing. I agree with you that it will be a low-scoring thing, but I can also agree with who was it? Swab Capo on Twitter. Ramiz said 28-10. I can see it happening because Tennessee is that type of team. They're going to play tough. They're going to be physical. They're going to make you work for it. But then there are also those situations where you can look at them and say, you know what? They might give up 28 points. You know what I'm saying? So it's that weird type of team, tough, defensive. They try to control the game with the run game, short passing and things of that nature because they don't want to get into a shootout with anybody because they can't get into a shootout with anybody. So that would be in the benefit of the Eagles. But I do trust Doug Peterson and his game plan with what he does and finding a way week to week to week to make sure they get that victory.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. You know, they play that short to intermediate game, which yep. You know, fall right into our hands. You know, we just got to watch them little read options and little dump offs to Deion Lewis. And, you know, they don't got big name receivers, but they got some receivers with some speed, too. Like, do they still have Tajay Sharp? They still have him?
Yeah, and they also have, yes, they do have Tajay Sharp. They certainly have Corey Davis, who hasn't really done much. Rashard Matthews only has 3 catches on the season. That's a tough one. Darius Jennings, Taywan Taylor. So they have people there. They just can't get the football to them, or they just can't get open. And that's, we'll see what happens with Jalen Mills, Darby, and the rest of the secondary. Jules, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Tennessee is a tough team. Offensively, though, they don't really give you much. They give you Henry and Deion Lewis. They would give you Delanie Walker, but of course he's out for the season. I think it's going to be a tough game. Maybe that's when the second half, fourth quarter, that's when the Eagles just separate from the Titans because it's just too much. 610-632-0975. Also talking Sixers. We go to Southwest. We still run Southwest. Let me check with Ike and make sure we still run Southwest. Ike, we still good in Southwest?
Always, brother.
Appreciate
always.
That.
Yo, Sixers, man, I agree with you, man. I felt all summer long people been kind of disrespecting the Sixers a little bit. And here's why. They keep saying our offseason was a failure. And I don't consider it a failure. Like, look, because we didn't get Brian and we didn't get Kawhi. You know what I'm saying? I thought Brian was, I ain't going to say a long shot, but I ain't really wasn't 100 that he was coming here. You know what I mean? And after everything settled, and you see he out in L.A. and the things he's doing, you kind of could see where his mindset was at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was always going to do that stuff.
And Kawhi, if everything, the reports is right, the State Spurs one is Ben Simmons or Embiid.
Yeah, I'm not giving them up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you would have to think about it if you had to choose between one. I don't know which one you would, but still, you're cool. Not trying to give up them.
Yeah, well, I'm not doing it because I believe in the chemistry of a basketball team, of all teams, you know what I'm saying? And the Sixers is developing chemistry, you know? And it was only our first year. Now, here's the part that I disagree with people saying.
Okay.
Like, they keep talking about we lost Berinelli and we lost Ilyasova. You know what I mean? They did good things for us last year, but I'm be honest with you. I kind of think they was a part of our weakness. They was a strength.
Well, in the playoffs, yeah, they got exposed because
exactly. Even
when you needed Bellinelli shooting, he was getting beat so bad defensively, Brett had to go in a different direction, and you realize, I think he played like 7 minutes in game number five. Bellinelli couldn't keep him on the floor.
Exactly.
And Ilyasova couldn't hit a shot. I don't know what happened to him.
I'm you right on the
second
page,
in the playoffs, he just could not hit a shot.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing I'm thinking
still
of,
gonna miss the shooting though.
You know what I'm saying? They replaced them with tough people who are a little bit more athletic, who might be able to match up better with Boston. You know what I mean? Like my man said previous, Wilson Chandler. I love that one.
Yeah, I
actually like. We couldn't get the dude from Sacramento burnt us. So again, Muscala was all right too, because he's a little tough nosed dude or whatever. I think they did pretty good, man. And if folks come back, hopefully, because I believed in him the whole time. So I'm hoping that everything work out with him. I think we all right. We really cool, and we might surprise Boston. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're gonna find out on Friday because they have that game against Melbourne.
I'll be looking at the highlights.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it as always. 610-632-0975. Looking past Tennessee a little bit. It's just Tennessee, right? No problem. We'll go down there in Tennessee and knock those guys off. All right. Little overlooking them and the Sixers in terms of the, you know, what we're looking at with them. People, you know, Boston, beast of the East. I say, yeah. Not a lot of Sixer talk, though. A lot of Celtics, Raptors talk. And we know the Raptors is really about the Kawhi Leonard edition. Sixers, you didn't do enough. So we're not talking about you. 610-632-0975. Hanging out with you until 10. Joe Torti starts at 9 here on the Fanatic.
This is 97.5, The Fanatic. NFL Week 4, and the Birds are on the road to Nashville. After a victory at home, the Eagles are favorites in Sunday's matchup with the Titans. Start your football Sunday at 10 a.m. with Trey, Devon, and Jason Martinez live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stazak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. Carson's back, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic. This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds head down to Nashville with a 2-1 record after beating Indy last weekend. The big story, of course, is the knee of quarterback Carson Wentz, but if you did not know that he was injured last year, you wouldn't have noticed a thing. Now we wait and see if the Birds get more reinforcements from guys like Jay Ajayi and Alshon Jeffrey when they hopefully return soon from injury.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured? Call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit injurylawyer.com.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
Hi, I'm Steve. I heard Jeff D'Ambrosio was the best place to buy a new Jeep. And now I know why. Huge selection, smart, attentive salespeople, and super easy. When I tell my friends what I paid for my Jeep, they're like, no way. And I'm like, yes way. Thanks, Jeff.
Visit Jeff D'Ambrosio Auto Group and get your Jeff deal at Destination Downingtown during Jeep Adventure Days for payments as low as $89 a month. Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
Nobody beats a Jeff deal.
Now, it's your time to make more money and be your own boss. Come to the Franchise Show this Friday and Saturday at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Meet with the best money-making franchises, plus part-time opportunities who can help you open a successful business. This life-changing event is your only chance to see all the hottest money-making opportunities in one place. Find the perfect business for you only at the Franchise Show. Presented by Allstate this Friday and Saturday, Pennsylvania Convention Center. Get tickets at PhiladelphiaFranchiseShow.com.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old-world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, offering competitive odds on game lines, futures, and prop bets. With 50-plus in-game bets on pro football games, make bets while the game is being played, like who will score next, how will the current drive finish. You will earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now. We'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year. Lease and tax title and DMV. Discount lease only. Trade downs value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
97.5 The Fanatic and Bud Light are rewarding football fans every single week throughout the season. Visit 97.5thefanatic.com/contest/Philly to enter to win a Bud Light game day tailgate pack, which includes a case of Bud Light, tailgate gear, and other cool Bud Light Philly swag. Don't forget to visit your local distributor to pick up a case of cooled Bud Light for football Sunday. Must be 21 to enter. Drink responsibly. Philly.
Sometimes during the break, and I know you hear it a lot, that's when it's the best stuff. 97.5 The Fanatic, Devon Givens with you. Joe Torty jumping in at 9 o'clock to start the Joe Torty Show. I'll stick around for an hour with him. We'll get into that conversation when he gets on. I'll tease it and just leave it there. It's basketball related. It's Eastern Conference related. You wanted him on the team. We'll talk about it when Joe gets on the air. Maybe we even have the audio for it. 610-632-0975. We're talking Sixers and Eagles and overlooking the Sixers because NBA TV put out the tweet a little earlier about the Boston Celtics and them being the beast of the East. And I agree, they are the best team in the Eastern Conference. They talk about Toronto because of Kawhi Leonard, the addition, and even Nick jumped in. Nick Santangelo says, you hit the nail on the head earlier with the Raptors. They were already better than the Sixers and upgraded with Leonard. I don't know why people don't see that. Maybe things will change when the games are played, but Celtics and Raptors are 1-2 in the East on paper. And I agree, Nick. They are 1-2. And the Sixers had a tough time with the Raptors last year with DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, and company. It was just something about that team that they couldn't really match up well. Well, I always look at Washington and say, oh, they match up real well against them. I'm never worried about them. Yes, John Wall is John Wall, but he always does stuff that will help your team out when it comes to the Sixers because of the matchups. You can't stop Joel Embiid. They go out and get Dwight Howard now. So that makes it a little tougher. But still, I like the Sixers' chances against Washington. I like them, their chances against Milwaukee, even with Giannis and Chris Middleton spearheading things for the Bucks. Sixers are good. Adding Wilson Chandler, Mike Muscala, some of the other people that they have, the new draft picks, Landry Shamet. Someone said to me, I like Landry Shamet. Watch out for Landry Shamet. There's going to be a lot of competition at the guard spot. The battle is going to be nice for the Sixers. They're going to be ready for the start of the season. Camp is going to be right. It's already underway. They have a game on Friday against Melbourne. You can hear that right here on 97.5 The Fanatic starting at 6:50 with the pregame show. B. Celts with the pregame here on The Fanatic. Game starts at 7 against Melbourne. And I will start at 6 with you, carrying you until midnight on the wraparound. And we'll certainly break down the Sixers-Melbourne game. Eagles-wise, overlooking the Tennessee Titans. I know you are. We've been talking to you, and you're overlooking them. You're always going to get the best from these teams in the NFL because you won the Super Bowl. You're always going to get the best. Can't slip up. But if you're going to do it, you best do it early so it doesn't happen late. You just don't want to do it where you start losing ground against the Rams and the Vikings and the Saints and the Falcons. Even though they're all jumbled up right now, the Rams look tough. I'm just saying. Bruce in West Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Bear with me because I'm in this rain. But you
is it raining?
Yo, it's pouring and coming out of Yaden in the West Philly.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man.
Your point was well taken as far as that target's on our back. Every Sunday we play, teams are going to be coming at us no matter how bad they are. Because they're playing the best. So they're going to give us our best. So that saying that means every week we should be prepared for whoever we play. We can't look past nobody because anybody can upset us.
No, everybody can upset you. Everybody. Any given Sunday, right?
And there you go. And last Sunday showed it.
Yeah, and the defense did what the defense did. They get themselves in a tough position, but when it all comes down to it at the end, they make the play. Derek Barnett with a huge sack, just enough to make sure he trips up Andrew Luck to have him off balance, and he tripped and fall game over. They find a way to get it done, but sometimes it's like, oh, man, come on. Can we get a few of these big wins like we saw last year? A lot last year. There were a lot of close games last year, too, Bruce.
Yes, it was. And my Sixers point,
yes.
Until we beat them, yeah, we're right behind Boston.
Gotcha.
He will be Simmons and Pope. If they can score and shoot, it's going to look a whole lot better for them.
And see, my thing with the shooting, everybody wants three-pointers. I just want 17 to 19-footers. And everything in between. Just knock down those, get the defense, make sure the defense is honest, and that will open up the driving lanes for themselves, driving lanes for them to contribute for to make sure they do for others. That's what I need. The threes will come. Knock down those intermediate shots.
Be a factor on the court. That's basically what it is.
That's what it is, Bruce. Thanks for the call. Be careful out there in that rain, man. Really appreciate it. You're absolutely right, man. Just make sure you're going into it with the plan. Knock down those short ones. If you drift back to the three-point line because now you feel comfortable, specifically Markelle Fultz, I'm all for it. I'm good with that. Knock down that 17-footer because they're going to get back off. Knock down that 19-footer. And we've seen it plenty of times. TJ McConnell always can always get a shot from the elbow. Always. He's not a super knockdown shooter, but he knows how to pick his spots and get to his spot. Whether it's that lean-in or whether it's this kind of fadeaway that he does to make sure he gets the shot over the defender who's typically taller than him. And knocks it down. But he's always money from those elbow areas, right or left side, TJ McConnell. So that's what I want from Markelle Fultz and Ben Simmons. Knock down the 17-footer. Knock down that 15-footer. Stretch it out to 19. Because we already know that you can contribute off the dribble. We already know you can get your own shot at the rim. But now that Boston has put that formula out there, Miami showed you can be physical with Ben Simmons. I'm sure teams will try the same exact thing with Markelle Fultz. Building that wall, make him shoot. Building that wall, I dare you to try to get to the rim. I dare you. That's where they're going to have to come in and decide to take those jumpers. 610-632-0975. Jay Irvin at Cotton_Kings_Jay. Love talking to Jay on Twitter. I'm not sold on McLeod. He takes the worst angles when it comes to tackling. I'd rather bring in Eric Reed or see what Rasul can do at safety. Jay, stop it. I like Eric Reed too. We know what's going on there. Rasul, he's a corner right now. Let's leave him where he is. All right? Let's leave him right where he is. I'm fine with Rasul at corner. Rodney McLeod, how come everybody else gets to say Rodney McLeod and Malcolm Jenkins are one of the best safety tandems in the NFL? But we can't. Jalen Mills, Rodney McLeod, that's who you pick on. Well, Jalen Mills, you kind of warranted a lot of times. Rodney McLeod, people get on Rodney McLeod because he can't catch. Most safeties can't catch. That's why they're safeties. They hit. Malcolm Jenkins can catch. There's a select few that can catch. Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed, you know, stuff like that. Malcolm Jenkins is the best, though. Even though he slipped in the last couple of weeks. Yes. Not the best, but just saying, that was one thing that Chip Kelly got right. 610-632-0975. Mike, hang on, because on the other side is Joe and Devon, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.